Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't know how he's going to do it, but at 8 o'clock, Choppy on why we should not be trying to copy Philadelphia. Has some explanations, has some reasons why. Think he's going to fail miserably, but we'll give him a shot at 8. See if you agree with him. But right after, we find out what your hair says about you.
Yeah, and you know, this speaks to quite a bit of us in this room. Even that young man over there in the conference room named one Jeffrey Scott Kavanaugh, who has a man bun, or at least he has had a man bun in the past.
Yeah.
And what that says about him, we'll save that one for later, because this is Jeffrey Kavanaugh to an absolute T.
Okay.
Okay. Write down. Never mind. I'll save it. But they start off, and this is another fashion website, and they ask stylists.
What's the website?
Fashion Beans, great site.
Okay.
They ask stylists. They got a bunch of stylists from Nashville, L.A., Chicago, Atlanta, Miami, New York, Dallas, about what the type of person and the hairstyle that the man asks for, that they go into the salon or whatever, barbershop, what it says about them, what type of guy this usually is. So they've got a bunch of different categories: bald, buzz cut, high and tight, the fade, all that good stuff.
Mm.
The man bun. So let's start with the buzz cut. This is the easy breezy. You know what it is. It is you take the shears and you just go zzz, military style, man.
Yeah.
It's a no-nonsense, focused person.
Agree.
Jobs are your life and hair can't get in the way.
I agree.
And it says, quote, it's a low maintenance and practical man. He's got priorities that don't involve time in front of the mirror.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's money.
That is money right there.
There was a guy that used to run our station events that makes me think of him. His name was Matt. And it's just like, you know, that stuff gets in the way.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff just goes ahead and gets in the way. So I'm going to go ahead and simplify it. I'm going to go in real quick. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. I don't care about it that much. I don't think anyone can dispute anything when it comes to that in the buzz cut. Roy, you signing off?
I'm absolutely signing off. Everything about the buzz cut is easy breezy.
All right. It is. You know,
That's a no-nonsense tough guy. Buzz cut people aren't drinking wine, by the way. They're drinking beer.
Good call.
They're drinking beer.
Good call.
Yeah.
Looking at you, Troy Hughes. The all bald.
Ooh.
The all bald is next on the list.
Keep Bassett in mind as well.
53% of men in their 40s have moderate to significant hair loss. Sean is not going to be one of them. 30% of men in their 30s are dealing with hair loss by the age of 30. Sean is not one of them. Troy is. I was. Dr. Bashar, I'll help you out on that one. So you shave it all off. You get the point. You understand what you are. And this is exactly what it says. The bald head says about your personality, quote, you know who you are. You're not afraid to embrace it. Long before you knew you were going to be completely bald, you got rid of it. You're upfront about your hairstyle or lack thereof. It doesn't bother women. It shows confidence.
Mm.
Just like wearing Old Spice. Shows confidence.
Oh, for me, it's wearing Brute. I'm more of a Brute man. But yeah, I shaved my head a while back. And before Sean makes a joke, let me go ahead and get the music ready. A little night court action for you.
Yeah.
Because I know you like to make the Bull Shannon joke.
Bull Shannon.
But yeah, no. I remember the year. The year was 2000. That I was like, you know what? I think it's time to shave the dome. So I was 23, 22 when that happened. And I grew out my hair for like 6 months. I mean, it was thick, thick, curly, fro hair. First place I went to, they refused to cut it. They said, we're not going to be blamed for it.
What?
Yeah, they refused to. They're like, we don't want to shave your head because we don't know how you'll react. Second place, heck yeah, I'll shave your head. And ever since then, nice and smooth.
I'm trying to think of characteristics for bald guys who have gone all bald. Are they more, you know, bad A?
Well, I think the bald guy with like the beard goatee look, is kind of that, you know, rugged, rough, I'm just going to beat the crap out of the entire bar guy.
Thinking like a Corey Proctor looking?
Yes. The bald guy with like kind of not, like Troy's like racially ambiguous. Nope, I don't know what he is. But if you're like, if you're like pasty.
He's not white?
No, nah, if you're like pasty, I think you look like you're from the future.
Okay. Any other bald traits or characteristics that anyone can think of?
If you're a bald guy, you're either a villain, because all bald guys are villains.
Yep. Lex Luthor.
Or you're some entrepreneur person that has a lot of money. Not me, but like Jeff Bezos, I believe his last name, the guy from Amazon, who is now officially the world's richest person ever. He has the look of someone that has a lot of money, and he's bald.
Dude, did you see? I love that photo around of him in his office before Amazon went public or whatever, and before it became a company, he was trying to become the company. It's this rundown side, you know, broom closet. He's got papers everywhere and this old 90s computer with a wooden sign spray painted Amazon, the word on it.
And what did really he have? Cool. And what did he have in that photo? He had hair.
He had hair.
Now he's worth billions of dollars, and he got rid of it.
I feel like the really the shaved bald person can't be boring either. At least the people that I know. Troy's not boring. Bassick's certainly not boring.
Nope. Broadus.
Cam in the sales.
Hey, come get a taste of my smooth jazz.
It's Cam Smith with light and moist jazz.
Ooh, we're going to wrap you up in that.
You want some Dave Kaz?
All right, next one. What your hair says about you.
The next one is for Sean and me. Same old, same old. Get the same haircut all the time.
Okay.
Never change it.
Yeah.
We go in there and just say, yep. Two on the sides and short the top.
Yeah.
It's basically what it is.
What's it say about us?
It says we should really rename it the Sean, the RJ, because you named it after yourself.
Okay.
It says you love tradition.
Except mine takes like nine times longer.
I was going to say, you think you get the same haircut as Sean?
No. I don't go in and just say, hey, turn on the ceiling fan and blow those spares away.
No. We get the same haircut we've always gotten.
Yeah.
So we're in the same category.
We're not deviating.
It says you're predictable and dependable. That last one doesn't really qualify for me. You know, you put the same radio stations on all the time. You go to the same TV channels every day.
Okay.
You know, you take your eggs out of the carton the same exact way every time.
So boring, or is that dependable? Like consistent?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep. There's no they say, quote, there's no reason to shy away what works for you, but don't be afraid to go out on a limb and try something new.
You're a creature of habit.
Creatures of
habit. And you know what, Sean? That's perfect for you, because that's what you are. What he's saying is what you are. Remember, what was it, a couple weeks ago, you and RJ went to Fort Worth, and that was like a big event for you. You were going to Tarrant County.
When do we go to Fort Worth?
Y'all were scheduled to.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
You know, I think it also says I lack fashion sense. Like, I can't see. Look, I'm going to make fun of Kavanaugh nonstop for the hair, which we'll get to. But what I will say about it, he saw the vision of the man bun and the long hair. Like, I'm never going to be able to envision it. Oh, if I do this, it'll look like this. I'm never going to be patient enough to hold on to the plan. Because, number one, I lack the vision. Number two, I don't have the patience. Number three, I'd be petrified if the vision doesn't end up working out. So my lack of fashion contributes to me being consistent/boring with the haircut.
You know what? I predicted it correctly in 2017. I said you would become a fan of Instagram. And you denied it, and you did.
Well, I got forced into it, but you keep ignoring that. But go ahead.
My prediction 2018, you'll become a fan of pomade.
Oh, that little stuff of the cylinder jar?
Yeah, it's sort of like,
is that
a,
like
gel,
a gel,
but
a
it's paste? Thicker. It's more of a paste. I think you'll probably develop into that with your hair.
I have some type of gel that my brother gave me. Those things are too thick, though.
Very thick.
Because it ends up making it look like you have chunks of, like, dandruff in your hair. Now, I guess that's the cheaper version. He has some better. Anyway, I digress.
Yeah. Maybe you just have dandruff. Who knows? Yeah. The fade.
I smacked the heck out of you.
The fade is the other haircut.
Okay.
There's the crew cut fade, the flat top, the Pauly D temple fade. It's a man's haircut relies on having the hair on the sides of the back of your head tapered. So it goes kind of up all the way layered to the skin. This is the kind of hip 30-something crowd upswing in style. You've seen the totally shaved up on the side and then completely
the Bryce Harper?
The Bryce Harper haircut.
Or the Bryce Hitler.
Yeah, they that is another way to call it.
Is that what they're calling it, the H haircut?
The H youth haircut.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
All right, what does that say about people? I'm dying to hear this. Fashion forward, you're on the edge. You know what's coming.
They say people get a lot of requests for this, but they say it's almost always active duty military, retired military, people who want to look military but aren't, but totally gets the idea that your personality comes from the top of your head. That's what those people think. They think your personality comes from the top of the head. You care what other people think, and you want them to know that you're on trend.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
You're trendy.
You are on trend.
Yes. Those people are trendy. All right.
Which gets us to Jeffrey Scott Kavanaugh and the man bun. The man bun. What does the man bun say about your personality? Well, let's see.
Now, to be clear, Jeff never wears it in a bun.
Jeff!
He had the style. He wore it sometimes.
Yeah, he did sometimes. He cut it recently.
The man bun. This is Jeffrey Kavanaugh. It has spurred passionate debate throughout this great land. They say it adds character to a chiseled face. Quote, your personality, trying to pretend to be carefree even though your look is perfectly contrived. That is so Kavanaugh.
Oh, yeah, I don't care. I don't care about anything. I'll find your corner. It doesn't matter. I'll find you a haircut.
Roy, get ready to lock the door.
But he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Perfectly contrived. That is 2AT.
Fake scripted.
And if he disagreed, he'd have come in here already to argue.
Is that the whole write up?
That's it. There it is. The hairstyle.
This is just how my hair fell into place. You know, I didn't have any choice in the matter. Yeah.
Now, what about the curly KT? What about the letting it go hippie slash grunge?
Bob.
That grunge look.
Ooh.
Is that a, that's kind of a, you know, I'm a.
That could be
I'm,
a same old, same old. That could fall in the same, because for KT, he's never changed his hairstyle.
I think
it's
kind of like a rebel spirit right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it could be.
You know?
Could be. Now, they do say about the man bun, it's more practical than a ponytail, but which some guys will rock a ponytail.
I love to know that 337, the know-it-all on here, enemy of myself and Mike Bassett,
I don't think he's taking it well.
I haven't washed or brushed mine in half a year. You guys have spent more on your short hair than me combined. So I love that this know-it-all guy is a skinny jean wearing, long hair hippie who tries to sit here and lecture us about sports every day.
And it's well thought out. That's
it
the
is
point.
Well
the,
he's just a know-it-all troll.
The contrived aspect of it is that to me is 100% accurate.
Yeah. So that's
fine. You know what you did. You know what you did.
Yeah.
You planned it out the entire way. Don't pretend you're too busy to go get a haircut.
Yeah.
That's not the case.
Yeah.
Hasn't brushed it. So if it's that long and it's not brushed, that's how you get it like the dread kind of look.
I don't know, man. So there you go. Those are some of the haircuts, the explanation. We didn't get into dreads. We didn't get into those.
You know, this is a hipster kind of mag. And you know, that's so more that's hippie.
Excuse.
That's hippie,
way to
not hipster.
Everyone free beans or what's it called?
Fashion beans.
Fashion beans.
They did get into the beard look, but that's not really a hair.
But right. They spell that with a Z.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.